This is Fresh Air. Arnold Schoenberg is often referred to as the father of atonal music. Our classical music critic, Lord Schwartz, says Schoenberg's works are often played out of a sense of duty by conductors who lack passion for his compositions, but who recognize what an important contribution he made. There's a new recording of Schoenberg's violin and piano concertos that Lloyd says reflects a deeper commitment to the work of the composer.
Schoenberg's music is hard, and his two big concertos, one for violin and the other for piano, are among his most notoriously difficult. You don't hear either of them very often in the concert hall. In a way, phonograph recordings are really the best way to get to know works of such complexity, listening to them and to passages from them over and over. Of course, one has to be interested to begin with, and this new recording by the London Symphony Orchestra on the RCA Erato label makes one want to be interested. The conductor is Pierre Boulez. His series of Schoenberg recordings on CBS Masterworks is a major landmark of 20th century music performance. The violinist is Pierre Amoyal and the pianist Peter Serkin. These are artists whose commitment to 20th century music is profound and whose knowledge and sensitivity are unquestionable. This is the recording to get, to study, admire, maybe even get to like, if not love, these works. The basic problem with listening to Schoenberg's atonal, serial music is that he seems to have abandoned the long singing line for a more austere thematic formality. And it's true, the emotional landscape often sounds pretty bleak, even oppressive, or worse, so arid that it doesn't seem to have any feeling at all. That's why you need a conductor with a delicate ear to sort out the knotty threads, to put some air around the exquisite orchestral details, the passages that give a special lift to what might otherwise sound dry or lugubrious. The piano concerto, for example, is one 20-minute movement that falls into four sections. The opening andante is a theme in variations, a tone row that becomes transposed and turned upside down and backwards. But it's actually a highly autobiographical work. Schoenberg himself characterized this section as "life was easy." That was the lilting, almost childlike, yet slightly sinister opening of the Schoenberg Piano Concerto, as conducted by Pierre Boulez with Peter Serkin at the piano. This section is followed by "Suddenly Hate Broke Out, Molto Allegro," and the moving Adagio third section, "A Grave Crisis." Finally, the last, marked Giocoso, is a classical rondo in which, as Schoenberg says, life goes on. It's not exactly cheery music. How could it be, written by a German-Jewish émigré in 1942? But the way Boulez and Serkin do it, you can feel its ironic yet life-affirming bittersweetness. And the same passionate refinement is clear in the even more complex violin concerto of 1936, the piece that even Schoenberg agreed might take a six-fingered violinist to do it justice. The slow middle movement is marked Andante Grazioso, gracefully or graciously slow. Let's listen to the beginning of it. That was the opening of the second movement of Schoenberg's Violin Concerto, played with effortless ease by Pierre Amoyal under the sympathetic, affectionate, rhythmically alive direction of Pierre Boulez. We've listened to the most comforting moments of music that was never meant only to comfort. But performances like these prove that the complexity here isn't just technical, that it has a central emotional vitality that the right hands know how to bring to the surface.
Our classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz reviewed the new Erato recording of Schoenberg's Violin and Piano Concertos. Lloyd is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He's a poet and teaches English and creative writing at the University of Massachusetts in Boston.